Wicked, the Universal Studios film of the monster Broadway musical hit, has come roaring down the pike bigger than a Kansas twister, and is finding all those Wicked fans who've been waiting for 2 decades for the film to be made. The new film, at 2 hours and 40 minutes, which cuts into the number of screenings per day, is already heading toward the 300 million mark this week, and set to swoosh past Dune 2 at number 5 on the U.S. domestic box office list for 2024, released last March, and Beetlejuice 2 on Labor Day at number 4. Our film critic, Harlan Jacobson, caught up to it, or got caught up in it.
It took this Broadway musical about sisterhood that opened in the fall of 2003 a couple decades to gross $1.7 billion, an astonishing number for Broadway. This great big screen version could quadruple its $150 million negative cost by New Year's, after an army of craftspeople have done their magic. John Chu's direction of the original music and lyrics by Stephen Schwartz and book by Winnie Holtzman is more than a blowing out of the confines of the musical play into a cinematic landscape that summons and spiffs up the 1939 Wizard of Oz. When that Dorothy crash landed, famously, she and Toto knew that they weren't in black and white Kansas anymore, but somewhere deep inside MGM Technicolor. The story in this first cinematic installment of Wicked is the backstory before Dorothy plopped down in Oz and landed in the hotbed of local politics surrounding the elusive fuddy-duddy of the wizard. The original musical, based on the 1995 novel by Gregory Maguire, flipped the script backwards from Dorothy to the teenage Elphaba, the girl with the green skin, rejected at first by her father, the mayor of Oz, with innate powers of sorcery that made her different than all the other girls. When all the clever story twists are done, Wicked is a story about school, Shiz University, where the major is sorcery. It's about sisterhood a little, and a lot about difference throughout, in this case, difference of color, accompanied by and defended by talent, to wit, the sorcerer's ability to make things fly. Elphaba in the early days in part one is given to alternating currents of wounded doubt and ferocious power by Cynthia Erivo, in the role originated on Broadway by Idina Menzel. Ariana Grande summons the caprice of Galinda, the blonde roommate, without Elphaba's talent, but with all the perks that normally accrue to homecoming queens that ultimately will be enough to grant her witchhood as Glinda, the Good Witch of the North. Glinda outpinks last year's Barbie in costume and aura, and Ariana Grande sings right past Kristen Chenoweth, who originated the role on Broadway. Elphaba's name is an acronym of sorts of L. Frank Baum, author of the novel published in 1900 as the first of a series of 14 adventure books written for children. The 1939 film with Judy Garland as Dorothy had recognizably Depression-era markings. It was about what people didn't have and the fears that they did. At about the same time, Walt Disney expanded his Mickey Mouse cartoon studio into an empire of full-length stories about outcasts. Snow White, rescued by the Seven Dwarves, Pinocchio's nose, Dumbo's ears, Tramps, working-class wanderlust, and the now-scarce Brer Rabbit, who ran circles around Brer Fox, and so on. Wicked comes from that same impulse that fueled the civil rights animations and stories of mid-century America, a musical wrapped around a person of color, in this case green, denied her birthright and a path forward until the meritocracy, the head of the sorcery school, recognizes her gifts and knows she's who the great and terrible Oz is looking for. The Dean of Sorcery Studies at Wicked Shiz University, which I can't imagine isn't pronounced with the TZ by the students on the sly, Madame Morrible, played by Michelle Yeoh, catches a glimpse of Elphaba dropping off her more favored sister to begin her first semester. The ordinarily animated Yeoh, previously in Everything Everywhere All at Once, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and John Chu's breakout film as director, Crazy Rich Asians, alas, here lacks the heft of Maggie Smith as Professor McGonagall at Harry Potter's Hogwarts, which Wicked's tongue-in-cheek tone kind of parodies. School is always where gravity is up for grabs. The sorcery dean can see past Elphaba's green in a school that is predictably pink with a streak of meanness. That triggers Elphaba into some fancy but out-of-control anti-gravity witchcraft that scares the bejesus out of the Brat Pack girls.
In today's Oz, a real sorcerer who possesses true magic has become all too rare.
Absolutely remarkable.
That was you who made all that happen. How did you do it?
I don't know. I've never known.
You, come with me.
Of course.
Not you. You.
You're the one the wizard has been waiting for.
Galinda?
You! I know. It's my granny's. I'd give it away, but I don't hate anyone that much.
Hey!
You should join us tonight. And don't tell me you have nothing to wear. Because you could wear this.
Something has changed within me.
She doesn't give a twink what anyone thinks.
Something is not the same.
Of course she does. She just pretends not to.
Taunt a green kid into making stuff fly and you get a scholarship to witch school. Working the levers behind the curtain and truly ready to retire, whether he knows it or not, as the wizard, is Jeff Goldblum, whose character signature is always twitchy, the twitchy guy in a crazy place. Galinda and Elphaba have a railroad trip on the most beautiful train ever to see the wizard. After their rocky start as freshman roommates, Galinda, the in-girl, and Elphaba, the out-girl, find their sisterhood on the way to meet their separate fates in Part 2, due out next November. Wicked's signature songs, I'm Not That Girl, popular, that fans of Wicked love, punctuate a score that's less memorable than the dazzling visuals and choreography. Chu's gift is frenetically staging entire villages of dancers as part of the magical backdrop brought to the screen by the real stars of Wicked, the cinematographer Alice Brooks from In the Heights, and production designer Nathan Crowley, who together orchestrate action and artifice in a way that is just brilliant. When that emerald green locomotive with the brass trim rolls across the screen to take Elphaba and Galinda to see the wizard, I'd hop on in a heartbeat. All I need now is a brain and some courage. And I'm Harlan Jacobson.
Well done.